This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. A tight and heated race is playing out in North Carolina's 13th congressional district. Republican incumbent Ted Budd is going head-to-head with Democratic challenger Kathy Manning. Budd owns a gun store and a range. He won in 2016 with no previous political experience. Manning is in the same position this year. Her background is in law and philanthropy. What both candidates do have is significant amounts of outside money flowing into their campaigns. The race has drawn more than $3.5 million in outside spending so far. That's according to OpenSecrets.org. Naomi Prilo is WUNC's Greensboro reporter. She has spoken with both candidates and joins us now. Naomi, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, start out by telling us about the 13th district. Define its borders. Where is the 13th?
So the 13th district, it covers two-thirds of Guilford County, and then it moves outwards west across several rural Republican-leaning counties like Davie County, Davidson, Iredell, and Rowan. So it doesn't, it may not cover all of those counties, but it covers a significant portion of them.
And we said the incumbent is a Republican, Ted Budd. So the Democrats are hoping to flip this one. This is one that the National Party thinks it has a chance to flip, putting a significant amount of money into the race. How tight does the race look at this point?
It's looking very tight. Polls have been showing Ted Budd will be up and then Kathy Manning will be up by a few points. Historically, it's been a very conservative district. President Donald Trump won the district by just 9 points. And President Obama in 2008, he won North Carolina by an average of about 2 votes per precinct. So it's very tight and it's really up in the air at this point.
And it's a relatively new. I mean, in fact, Barack Obama would not have had that precinct to take votes from. That precinct was actually created after the 2012 race, right?
Exactly.
So in 2016, Budd ran. Tell us about the two challengers. Let's get a sense of who they are. And maybe you can start by telling us about Ted Budd and his personal story.
So Ted Budd is from North Carolina. He's from Davie County. He's from a family of small business owners, grew up on a farm. He owns a gun shop and shooting range in Advance, North Carolina. And when redistricting happened in North Carolina, a seat was open and he said, I'm just going to take a shot. It's either now or never. And he was able to get elected.
All right. And he ran on the premise of wanting to fix things in Washington. He was going to go in there 2 years, turn around, fix it up, go home. And, he's running for re-election, though. He's not going home, huh?
No, he's not. He's saying that just there's more to be done. He's saying that he hasn't finished what he started. He wants to continue to help grow the economy, tackle the opioid crisis in America, and, get more people into the workforce. So that's mainly why he wants to be reelected.
All right, let's talk about his Democratic challenger, Kathy Manning. Tell us about her.
So Kathy Manning, she is an immigration attorney and a local philanthropist in Greensboro. She moved to Greensboro with her husband, who's actually from the town. And she's been here for more than 30 years. And she said, she saw that Congress was dysfunctional and she wants to go to Washington and straighten things out. So it's pretty much her story.
All right. Well, that's what Ted Budd wanted to do 2 years ago. So let's see what happens. We've got two of them running. They're both essentially running on the same platform. Let's talk now about the issues, because I know you sat down and you talked with both of them about everything from guns to health care. Kathy Manning says she's got a personal health care mission and that she highlights in her campaign. Tell us more about that.
So she said that her daughter had a chronic illness. Luckily, they were able to remedy it by taking her to the doctor and they were able to help her live a, relatively normal life. But then after everything was said and done and they got the bill, it was like $10,000 and they're shocked. Like, what is going on? So she uses that as a main talking point as to why she wants to get to Washington and fix things and tackle healthcare and the opioid crisis and things of that nature.
So for her, fixing things would be more access, better access, and bringing down healthcare costs for most Americans. Ted Budd, not so much. What are his healthcare priorities? Well, he's talking about not expanding Medicare, right?
Yeah, so he's opposed to Medicare for All. He says that it puts Medicare at risk for the people who already have it. And he says the cost is just astronomical. And he says he's a fiscal conservative, so that's not what he wants to do. He also doesn't think that the U.S. should have a government managed healthcare system. So he's like the complete opposite.
Right. And you talked to both of them about gun control. So let's hear what Ted Budd has to say on the question of gun control.
What we need to do is make sure that the laws on the books are enforced. When that doesn't happen, you have problems like we saw in Parkland. So I've got three teenagers, and I want them all to come home safely. You know, we love our kids. You know, whether you have kids in your family or not, you love kids. And you don't want them to have to go through what those students went through. You don't want those families where their kids didn't come home.
That's Republican Congressman Ted Budd. He represents North Carolina's 13th district. He is up for re-election this year, and I am talking with WNC reporter Naomi Prilo. And, of course, he does own a gun shop. What does he say about that when it comes to gun control and questions about gun control to a gun shop owner? Does he address that in his campaign?
He obviously supports the Second Amendment. Yes, he is a gun shop owner and owns a shooting range. He just says that there needs to be more enforcement on background checks and who's getting guns. You know, he believes in a person's right to own a gun. He just thinks that there needs to be better enforcement and people need to be smarter about it. So that's what his thoughts are on it.
All right. And what about Kathy Manning? What does she say about gun control?
So Kathy Manning, she was raised with guns in the home. She said that her father taught her about being a responsible gun owner. But she says that there needs to be common sense measures so that guns don't fall into the wrong hands. Because at the end of the day, she says she wouldn't want somebody or the government saying that she can't own a gun. But she realizes that something needs to change. So that way, the bad guys aren't getting guns in their hands and creating havoc.
Donald Trump looms large in this midterm election all across the country. And I'm wondering what role he is playing in this particular race. Ted Budd, how does he position himself when questions about his relationship and how he feels about Donald Trump come up in the campaign?
He says that, you know, he supports his policies, that his policies have been doing a lot of good for the economy. But, you know, he doesn't really agree with his Twitter antics. He's like, I wouldn't use the type of brash style that he has, but he supports his policies in what he's doing. He doesn't agree with, you know, separating families at the border. But other than that, he says that he pretty much supports him.
And this is interesting because his Democratic challenger, Kathy Manning, here's what she says about Donald Trump.
I don't like his behavior. I don't like the way he tweets. I don't like the way he talks about other people. But if he does things that I think are good for the people of North Carolina and for District 13, I'll be happy to work with him. If he does things that I don't think are good for the people of this district, I will be happy to stand up to him.
All right, now there's Democratic candidate Kathy Manning running for North Carolina's 13th congressional district. She's the challenger in that race. I'm talking with WUNC reporter Naomi Prilo. I mean, it is interesting to hear that response because, of course, we've heard Democrats across the country who are far more critical, far more vocal in their criticism of Donald Trump. So this really points to the complexity of this district, one that Donald Trump took by 9 points in the 2000, a brand new district that he took by 9 points in 2016. And now the Cook Report is calling a Republican toss-up. So things are close there, but it is a Republican-leaning district, so she has to be careful about how she talks about Donald Trump. And I think the closeness of the race and the dynamics of that district are certainly well illustrated in that response. And also, this campaign has gotten very personal, has it not? Let's talk about some of the campaign ads, because there are heated TV debates on Spectrum. Ted Budd runs a campaign ad accusing Manning of using a parking deck deal for the family's personal gain. He had to retract those ads because they simply weren't true, right? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so the ads were from an outside group, and they say Kathy Manning and her husband got $30 million from tax money from the city for a hotel and parking deck project. PolitiFact North Carolina debunked it. They said it was false. And so what's really going on is that a hotel project is being developed, and the city of Greensboro agreed to reimburse developers up to $30 million to build a parking deck that would be adjoining the hotel or attached to it. So the $30 million pays developers to build it, and that includes labor and other costs. And, you know, Ted Budd said that when he found out that there was information that was false in the ads, he had them pulled. But Kathy Manning says that the TV stations pulled them themselves because they were false.
All right. Let's talk about Manning's criticism of Ted Budd, who says Manning says he lets corporate interest influence how he votes. Talk more about that debate.
So she's basically saying that, you know, he's hired lobbyists for his staff and that he's taken paid vacations that have been paid for by interest groups. He's saying that, yes, he's hired some people from the Heritage Foundation to work for his staff. But as far as the trips go, they have been essentially work trips. You know, he's been going to conferences about energy, and that those are public records that he had to file in Washington. And so that's how she knew about it. But yeah, he's you know, saying that it's some inaccurate information that she has.
All right. Naomi Prelo, WUNC Greensboro reporter. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You can find out more about Naomi's reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Early voting open through Saturday, November 3rd. Election day is Tuesday, November 6th. You can get details at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, Harvey Milk inspired a generation of out politicians. The new book details their courage and the contributions to the gay rights movement. You'll hear about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.